one.
Remain calm. All is well. All is well.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Turn on the radio.
I'm listening.
That'll relax you.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Whenever you're ready, I'm all ears.
We're rebels.
We're wild, wild, I tell you. Just wild.
We're wild, men.
Woo! You seem happy this morning.
Because I'm a happy person. My happiness makes me nice.
That's crazy talk.
Then I'm crazy?
Crazy like a fox. Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now, on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. You can get us on, where'd Alexa go? Oh, you can get us on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is.
Yeah. How do you get our feature channel and our live show? From 8-ish until 11-ish. Whatever.
Very precise here.
Whenever the damn show's on, the show's on. Okay. Yeah. But when we're live, we're live. And how do you get it? Well, you simply enable the skill. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that, when you want to listen, you just say, Alexa. You only do that one time, by the way.
Yeah.
And then every time you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. What is that? What is that whistling sound? I heard whistling.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't hear whistling.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's how you do that. You just enable the skill one time, and then you say, Alexa, play Radio 434 after you've enabled the skill. You can also get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And? And? She will.
She will.
Hello!
Oh, there she is again.
I think she
was napping.
She was. Yeah. You can find it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even just go to our website, radio434.com, and boom, you'll find all the channel links and everything. You can listen to our 24/7 channels. You can listen to the show when it's live. You can listen to the show when it's best of. There's a link to the podcast, and you can even watch us on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right, Megan.
All this for your convenience.
All that. What more can we do?
I mean,
for
we've
you?
Done everything we can think of.
Everything. That's except good. Except package it up into a brand new convenient app where you get everything on the one app. You get links to the video simulcast on Facebook. You get links directly to the podcast, and you get the live streaming channel and our live show.
True.
That's all coming. True. That's coming.
That will happen.
Yeah, but I had to pay taxes. So that will be slightly delayed. All right. So you being a very smart man.
That would be me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. You being a very smart man, and also you were very helpful and calming. And you were the voice of reason in my hectic, chaotic morning.
Yeah,
because I'm stressing a little bit. You know,
got a lot going on.
Well, there's always a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I have to remember that. I have to remember that. You know, if you want to run with the big dogs, you know,
you gotta
sniff a few butts.
Well, that's one way to look at
it.
Sure.
Or just get on the porch, and lay down and lick yourself. Maybe I don't know. I don't quite know the proper analogy here.
No, but you definitely tried one out there, and it was disgusting. But good for you, and I'm glad you're calmer now.
No, okay. Take two on that.
You helped
with some direction and some guidance, and that was very, very appreciated. So now we have a show to do. And Megan is going to be joining us from Cher, Greater Lynchburg.
The great Megan Huffman?
Yes. And who is Megan bringing today?
She is bringing Jonathan Zur and Angelica from the Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities, which is an organization based in Richmond now, but it was formed originally on the campus of Lynchburg College, now the University of Lynchburg. And and we'll hear from them later, but every year they honor three or four or five local people with their annual humanitarian award, and it's a cool thing.
Okay. So that's coming up with Megan. And in addition to all of that, we, of course, will get really, really smart with your five random facts. We'll get really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And we're going to put sounds in your ear holes. How's that?
Man, we got it all.
Yeah, well, almost.
Well.
So we opened the show with the alarm clock. And Kevin Bacon saying, calm down.
Remain calm.
Yeah. So anyway, we got
his first role ever in Animal House.
We have a story here that the most stressful time of day is 8:15 a.m. Now, what time was it when I came in here in a panic over everything that I have to do this week?
It was nearly exactly 8:15, if not exactly 8:15. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
It really was.
No, you managed to panic at the right time.
Exactly.
Good
so
boy.
we're gonna talk about that story. We've got a happiness hack for you.
Oh, good.
It's about hugging yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have let's see. We've got our top list, but what's the story that goes along with top list? Do you know how many toes your cat has?
I think four.
Okay, we'll look. Does it only have one paw?
Yeah, that was really bad. Yeah, hop along the cat. No, it was. It must have 16.
Yeah. Well, we'll look into it. The people counted. Okay, and we have the correct answer. But only 17% of cat owners got it right.
They might have five.
And then we have our top list. Top reasons is great to be a cat lady. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
With the price of gold at an all-time high, nearly $2,000 an ounce, now's the time to get on board. Now you can turn something that you have plenty of and get shiny new gold in return. Presenting cats for gold. Turn your litter maker into a glitter maker. That's right. Now you can cash in your unwanted cats and get gold in return. Here's how to do it. Just snatch boots or socks off mom's custom curtains. Put them in the prepaid padded envelope and ship them off to us. We'll weigh them, tabby them up, and send you his value in bling. Turn two small kittens into gold line mittens. Go from meow to oh wow. Turn kitty to pretty in just days with Cats for Gold. Not affiliated with Dogs for Diamonds or Birds for Bucks.
No. The Mike Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi there. Your kitty cat.
Yeah.
We've been looking at this. This is a study. It's very, very important. If you're a cat person, you probably think you know your kitty.
Yeah.
Really, really well. I mean, I do. I know Jerry the cat.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, I know Leo and Toby.
He's
well.
Jerry's my boy.
Yeah.
But cats can be an enigma too.
You know? They often are.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, but here's something you'd think that you would know. How many toes does the average cat have?
The average cat.
Average cat.
So there's some that have more and some that have less.
Maybe they're exceptional or maybe they've had a mishap.
You know, my first thought is they have 16, but I think my cats have little tiny thumbs.
I do too.
Yeah, okay.
All right. 17% of cat owners got it right. Only 17%.
Yeah.
In the recent poll.
Yeah.
You said how many?
Well, my initial thought was 16, but it's probably 20, but okay, 16.
Okay, so you say 16, but could be 20?
Yeah.
All right, the answer is, you're really close. The answer is 18.
18.
10 in front, 8 in back.
How about that?
But that said, it's not uncommon for cats to have a few extra digits.
Huh.
The record is 28.
28?
28 toes. Now, Jerry,
mine might have that many because they tend to flip me off a lot.
Now, Jerry,
I might have an extra middle one.
Jerry has this thing. He has on his front paws. Not only does he have the claw,
yeah,
that goes this way,
yeah,
but then he has another one.
What?
Yeah, he has pincers.
He has
another one that's growing up this way on his two index.
That is so strange.
We've tried clipping them.
Yeah.
And they grow back. Yeah. We've tried everything and they just keep growing back. So he's got little pincers.
That's so
interesting. On his two index toes.
He picks stuff up with them?
He can't. He's like he does
He uses
this.
Them?
Yeah, he uses them.
That
like,
is so like, interesting.
Like little kitty chopsticks.
Yeah. My cats don't have that.
92% of cat owners think they know a lot about cats, but here are a few more cat facts you might not be aware of.
All right.
Let's do these from the bottom up.
Okay.
That's the way I like to do it.
I know.
Only 44% know cats sometimes purr when they're happy or stressed out.
They purr when they're stressed?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I thought they always purred when they were happy.
When they're happy.
53% No, cats tend to drink more water if it's running water.
Yeah. We have a cat fountain.
You have the cat fountain, and it doesn't mean it spills out cats.
No. One of my cats, Leo McGarry, has a kidney disorder and needs to drink a lot of water, so we got him a cat fountain, and he loves to slurp out of the cat
fountain.
Yeah, and Toby does too. Toby Ziegler does too.
I need to get a cat fountain.
Yeah,
for Jerry.
Yeah, they love that.
He loves fresh water. He will not drink water that's been sitting around. So yeah. I have to constantly replace his water.
A cat fountain will change his life and yours.
I'm going to get him a cat fountain today.
Attaboy.
Ask for it by name. Mm-hmm. 46% of cat owners don't know cats are lactose intolerant, so cow's milk is actually not good for them.
I didn't know this.
Well, when I was growing up and we had cats, we would feed them milk.
Yeah.
When I was little. But then at some point, I think we heard about this and read about this or the vet told us. And so moving forward, we only ever gave our cats water.
Now, are all cats lactose intolerant?
It says 46% of cat owners don't know cats are lactose intolerant.
Because Terry has a bowl of cereal in the morning. She always lets the cats lap up the leftover milk.
I don't know.
Maybe we should stop her from doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how can you really stop Terry from doing anything?
Well, that's a fair point. I may dissuade her, let's say.
Okay, so Megan used the code and got the hallway after I saw the set blocking the usual way. She's in the hallway down the steps.
I'll go get her. Okay. I'll go get her.
All right. So here, let me shut off your cam for now.
The set is not blocking.
Well, no, I mean it's difficult to navigate downstairs in the theater. It's the 100-acre wood, don't you know? What else don't we know about cats? Last stat, 7 in 10 cat owners feel like they can usually tell what their cat is thinking. 99% of the time, it's probably murder. No, I'm just kidding. Jerry's my boy. All right, so that brings us to our top list today. With this new poll finding that most cat owners know nothing about their pets, unless, of course, they're cat ladies who are obsessed with their precious felines. In their honor, we present today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons it's great to be a cat lady. Here we go. Number one. Other people like Garfield. You get Garfield. Top reasons to be it's great to be a cat lady. Everyone comes to you for updates on Taylor Swift's relationship status. Top reasons it's great to be a cat lady. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Let's get your camera going.
Okay.
Again.
Not necessary, but okay.
Well, yeah, it's definitely necessary.
Okay.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry. We're recording another segment real quick. Okay. It's our top list today, Bill. It's top reasons it's great to be a cat lady.
Gotcha.
All right. You don't have to blow your money on a fancy Christmas sweater since nobody can see it through all that hair anyway.
Yeah. Jeez.
Cat hair. top reasons it's great to be a cat lady. Thanks to Netflix, you can watch Outlander whenever you want. top reasons.
This is actually my life you're
great
talking about.
To be a cat lady. Everyone knows you by name at the bookstore that only sells romance novels. Top reasons it's great to be a cat lady. Disrespect at work doesn't affect you since you deal with it all the time at home. It's top reasons to be a great cat lady. Or top reasons it's great to be a cat lady. holiday shopping for loved ones is a breeze when it only needs to be something with a bell in it. Or catnip. And top reasons it's great to be a cat lady. Nobody bothers to ask how you spent your weekend since they already know the answer.
Yeah.
Alone. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. The Mike Show.
So sad, but
very sad.
Fairly accurate.
Yeah. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with five random facts.
We've got
not headline news. That's all on the way. Megan Huffman's going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg. All on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is wear your pajamas to work day. And for those of us here in radio, there's rarely a day we don't come to work in something we've slept in. Will Smith surprised the crowd at Coachella by performing the theme song to Men in Black. Then he pulled out one of those neutralizers from the movie and tried to erase everyone's memory from his last appearance at the Oscars.
Sorry.
Two different people claim to be the title of the world's oldest man. Unfortunately, the argument will be over for one of them real soon. And the Ford Mustang celebrates its 60th anniversary tomorrow. And now that it's 60, it's buying a Corvette. This is not headline news.
It's the Mike Show. Hi there. So it doesn't matter if you're a morning person or a night person. Mornings are more stressful than evenings, according to this. A new survey says that the most stressful time of the day is 8:15 in the morning, which is why I'm here to help you through it, okay?
I said
it's the most stressful. Now, it makes sense. 8:15 a.m. usually involves some combination of getting ready in the morning, helping others get ready, preparing and eating breakfast, commuting, helping others get to work or school, and generally operating before the caffeine kicks in. Now, on top of the usual running around, mornings are also more likely to bring unexpected changes. I said unexpected changes. Let me get rid of that. Like I still have everything up on the screen. Like what? The average person estimates they lose 20 minutes and 28 seconds on average to morning chaos that's mostly out of their control. I'm going to share this. I have a pretty good morning routine. At least I think it is. And I'm a creature of habit. So I tend to do the exact same thing at the exact same time to get ready and prepare for my day. Now, before, when I was doing the show on FM, I had to be in way earlier than I am now. Could I be in here a lot earlier? Yeah, I could. But, you know, most of our guests, most of our guest hosts, everybody is kind of cool with the mid-morning thing now, the 8 to 11 scenario that we are doing on the show now. And also, kind of, you know, with streaming, streaming video and streaming audio, we see more of an audience bump during the 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11 a.m. hours than we do any time prior. So for us, you know, we should be, you know, doing the show between 8 and 11. But that doesn't, you know, that doesn't accommodate for chaos. And occasionally, Tab will throw me a chaos bomb. And I'm just supposed to deal with them. And that's fine. It's mostly out of my control anyway. So here are some things that can help your mornings go smoother, especially if you have children. Limit technology in the morning. It's better to keep mornings free from the distractions of TV and tablets. Everyone should focus on getting ready instead of being sidetracked. Now, that being said, once you are ready and ready to go, then just tune into us. Delegate responsibilities. Assign age-appropriate tasks to your children. This teaches responsibility, and it also lightens up your load. Get up before the kids. If possible, wake up at least 30 minutes before the kids so that you have time to get yourself ready in peace. Establish and stick to a routine. I can't stress that enough, Tab. the more you're able to turn your mornings into a repeatable mental checklist, the easier it'll be to keep things moving and avoid forgetting things, or thinking you forgot something, or thinking you forgot to think of something that you forgot that you're thinking of. I don't know. And then prepare the night before. Lay out clothing. Pack school bags. Prepare lunches. Set up a breakfast plan the night before. You may even consider showering in the evening, although I can't do that. I sweat too much at night, and it's just a sticky mess. Anyway, that's enough about me. Coming up on the program, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time...
That
of
I
the
love.
Day. Yep, that you love, by
I love
the way.
Five randoms.
You live for five random facts.
I do. It just makes my whole day. I just
we
really enjoy it.
Cram your head full of it. You can tell it back. Well, it's usable information.
Oh, yeah. It's always valuable stuff.
Well, we all. I always used to say that it was useless information, but then you were on the show. Way back when, and you said, no, this information is quite usable.
Oh, no, it's fascinating, yeah. I think.
So we're going to cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. Mm-hmm. We don't know where you go.
Don't know.
Don't know what you do, but if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the world is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, I think so.
All right, here we go. Number one. 2/3 of the world's polar bears,
yeah,
live in Canada.
No, they munched something.
They
right
did.
There. Two-thirds live in Canada.
2/3 live in Canada.
How about that?
Number two, even though the Soviet Union hasn't competed in the Summer Olympics since 1988,
right,
it's still second in the all-time medal count. America has 2,629 medals. The Soviet Union has 1,010. And
that's because they were all juicing.
Great Britain.
Hello.
There they are. They have 916.
Huh.
Number three, Cher was one of the background singers for the Righteous Brothers on You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Did not know that,
I
Ed.
I did not know that.
That's wild, wacky stuff.
That is wild, wacky stuff. Long Johns, number four, are named after a boxer in Boston, in the 1870s named John Sullivan.
Yeah.
John Sullivan would wear Long Johns in the ring.
Yeah, because he was cold.
And I would imagine.
Yeah.
And then number five, the nine biggest states have more people than the other 41 combined. California, Texas,
New York,
Florida, New York,
Illinois,
Pennsylvania, Illinois, Ohio, Georgia, and North Carolina.
Have more people,
than the other
41 combined. That's because there's only like 12 people that live in Idaho.
Utah. Yeah. And those are your five random facts.
Those were awesome.
Let's
again.
Play the outro here.
Yeah. This has been today's edition of...
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random.
Show is the Beautiful. Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Bill Bodine hanging with us today. We really appreciate
Hard to get rid of me today.
Yeah. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so darned easy.
Mm-hmm.
Even I could do it.
Yeah.
It's fly LYH is so much easier. And you know, check them out first.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. And that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Bill Bodine joining on the couch as well, because Bill has quite a bit of knowledge and information about this particular organization. And so Bill's going to conduct the interview today.
With Megan's help, of course.
Of course, with Megan's help. Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us each and every Tuesday. Who have you brought today?
I'm really excited that remotely we have joining us today Jonathan Zur, who's the president and CEO of Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities, or VCIC, you might see it. Just wanted him to have the opportunity to come on and share with our listeners and viewers and share community about what VCIC is doing in the greater Lynchburg area and about a significant signature event that they have coming up on May 23rd. Welcome, all right. Jonathan.
All right, Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Really honored to be with you today.
Awesome.
Turning it over to you guys.
So, Bill is here every Tuesday morning, you know, doing a co-hosting opportunity with Mike, but I also asked if he could sit in on the interview because Bill is also the former president and CEO of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation that has always been really involved with VCIC and the work that they do. He's also a recipient of one of their humanitarian awards, which is the event coming up soon. So I just wanted to kind of hand the mic over to Bill to talk to Jonathan a little bit about the work that's going on in our community and about the event coming up.
Yeah, well, thanks, Megan, and glad you're here, Jonathan. Really, really good to see you this morning. The VCIC, people may know, is an organization that was founded some years ago at Lynchburg College, now the University of Lynchburg, but is now headquartered in Richmond and works statewide to improve relations between different people throughout their communities. And Jonathan, why don't you tell our audience and us a little bit about what exactly VCIC does and how they impact communities?
Certainly. Well, thank you again for the chance to be with you. And we're really proud as an organization to have our history going back to 1935 in Lynchburg, where we were founded as the Virginia Office of the National Conference of Christians and Jews, NCCJ. And over the 20th century, our work was really focused, particularly in the early part, on bringing together different religious groups, helping to bridge divides and promote understanding and respect. And then over time, our organization's mission and scope broadened to think more explicitly about other aspects of identity, to ensure that we were combating racism and classism and sexism. And so over time, we evolved from being the Virginia Office of the National Conference of Christians and Jews to becoming the Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities, today with a mission of helping schools, businesses, and communities achieve success through inclusion. And so we work with thousands of Virginians each year to help make our schools more respectful and inclusive places, helping students to become upstanders rather than bystanders when they see bullying or disrespect happening, helping educators to foster classroom climates that are respectful and inclusive. We do the same work in businesses, thinking about how businesses can be more successful when employees can be innovative and collaborative and creative. And we work across communities to promote dialogue, to promote understanding. What we know and what research backs up is that more inclusive schools, more inclusive workplaces, more inclusive communities are ultimately more successful. And so our work is really about helping people to build the skills to make their spheres of influence more successful through a commitment to inclusion.
Mm-hmm. That's really great, Jonathan. That's fine work, and I'm glad people are hearing about this. Also, every year you all do a dinner here in Lynchburg, and it's coming up May 23rd, which is a Thursday evening at the University of Lynchburg at 6:30, to honor some local people. And there are anywhere from 4 to 6 people every year get honored with your humanitarian award. Tell us about this year's recipients, if you will.
Certainly. This is a signature event, brings together over 400 folks from across Central Virginia. And this year, we are so thrilled to recognize Jennifer Bryant Foster and Watt Foster, Laura Hamilton, Muriel Mickles, Verna Sellers, and Chal Nunn. These are folks who, in their professional lives and in their personal lives, are helping to model what it means to build bridges across lines of difference, to promote understanding and respect, to ensure that everybody in the education space, for example, as we think about Laura Hamilton's work with Beacon of Hope or Muriel Mickles' 52 years of service to Central Virginia Community College. We can think about the work that Verna Sellers has done to advance health equity, thinking about working with older adults, and Chal Nunn similarly has been a real pillar both in the medical community and now the work he's doing through leadership coaching and consulting. And then Jennifer Bryant Foster and Watt Foster are incredibly generous across the community and have, through their professional work and personal work, also been really critical in advancing environmentalism and ensuring that our communities are safe and healthy. So we could not be more excited about recognizing these folks. And what this Humanitarian Awards dinner is able to do is bring the community together, recognize folks who live out our organization's values each day, and raise funds that ensure that when there is an incident of bullying in one of our local schools and they need us, or when there is a critical priority connected to our community inclusion, that VCIC has the resources and the capacity to be able to meet those needs and help build the infrastructure for future inclusion.
Yeah, that's great, Jonathan. Thank you for that. Now, if people want to come to the dinner on May 23rd, are there still spaces available, and how would they go about getting tickets to that really wonderful event?
This event is close to a sellout, thanks to you, Bill, as this year's dinner chair and a really active committee. So if folks want to come, and we hope that they do, we encourage them to go to inclusiveva.org. That's our website. And they can click on the Lynchburg Humanitarian Awards page and make an online reservation or print and fill out a reservation form. They can also call our state office at 804-515-7950. We are expecting this to be a sellout and to have a really wonderful, joyful crowd coming together to celebrate the Humanitarian Award recipients and advance the work of the Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities.
Well, it's always a really wonderful evening, and it just, you walk out of there just feeling better about the community as a whole, knowing that these people are out there doing good work, and it's so nice to be able to recognize these folks. Thank you so much for joining us, Jonathan. We really appreciate it. Megan, do you have anything you'd like to add? Or?
Well, I just wanted to say that we're really honored. At the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation has been an ongoing grant maker to VCIC's work, and has supported this event with a sponsorship and a table for a few years. But this year, two of the Humanitarian Award recipients sit on our board, Jennifer Foster and Bryant Foster, as well as Verna Sellers. Dr. Verna Sellers are both on our board of directors. So we couldn't be more excited to come and celebrate our board members and the wonderful citizens in the community. And it is just, I've been twice, and I am always just weepy by the time I leave with how beautiful this community is. When Bill received the award a few years ago, and it was just a beautiful night and with the best people in the room. And I have no doubt that it will be sold out very soon. And we just want to make sure that everyone knows about the good work that VCIC is doing with our youth in this community and adults as well.
Thanks so much, Jonathan. We really appreciate your time. I know how busy you are, and certainly look forward to seeing you soon. Hopefully I'll see you before the dinner, but if not, certainly May 23rd, 6:30 at the University of Lynchburg. A wonderful event, and thanks so much.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Bill. Great to be with you.
Thank you, guys. And you can learn more, of course, by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org. If you're looking for the link to the 56th Lynchburg Humanitarian Awards Dinner, you can do that by just simply going in and then typing in the information of Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities. The SHARE platform, Megan, is just a wonderful platform. It is absolutely positively intuitive, and it is free for nonprofits to participate. 174?
That's right.
174 nonprofit organizations are represented on the SHARE platform. So if you are looking for an organization to volunteer with, if you're looking for an organization that that suits your goals and lines up with your priorities, you can find it right there and go to the SHARE platform, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Thank you
so much. Mm-hmm. Any additional news about SHARE and Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation?
Well, we've been working for about 9 months on planning an event that's happening this Saturday. Okay. Dr. Bob Brennan and Dr. Terry Brennan launched a fund last fall called the Ginger Paris LCS Strings Fund to honor the work of Mrs. Ginger Paris, who's taught at Lynchburg City Schools for 50 years now. And you talk about equity. This is the largest strings program in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We've been able to confirm that. There are over 850 students from K through 12 participating in either the Suzuki program or the orchestra program, which is about 11% of our population is a strings student in Lynchburg City Schools. There's nothing like it, really. And I'm trying to substantiate that there's nothing like it in the nation. But right now, I can confidently say that the Commonwealth of Virginia, there's nothing more equitable and more beautiful as far as music education in our community. I know I have two string students who are are involved in the program, so I can personally attest to it. But we're having a celebration at the Academy on Saturday. We have 450 people coming. It's a free event. So thrilled to honor the work of Mrs. Paris and to celebrate the past, present, and future of the Strings program and to announce how much has been raised. We've had a great committee that has been trying to raise $100,000 over the last 6 months or so. And the community has been so generous, both past, present, and future parents and individuals that just believe in the program. And we've just been blown away by the response. So you can still get some seats. I counted the little dots last night around midnight, and I think we have 130 seats left in the first balcony. Of course, we will open up the third balcony if needed. I would love to have that problem, but it's not a problem. It would be a beautiful thing. But the reception starts from 5 to 6, and it's just a time to fellowship and have concessions at the Academy. And then at 6 o'clock, we will move into the theater and the historic theater until about 7:15. We have 30 different alumni from the Lynchburg City Schools strings program coming back, and including a 19-piece alumni orchestra.
Wow.
That includes people like former Vice Mayor Bo Wright and Deputy Superintendent Dr. Reed Wodica, just amazing. Mr. George, who's the Linkhorn Middle School conductor, is going to be the conductor for the orchestra. So, really cool night. So, please join us if you can. It's a free event, and we made it early enough so that our young string students can come. It is very much encouraged that it's a family event, and that so some of those 850 students can bring their family and see this, what could happen one day. They're starting in kindergarten, and one day they might be, you know, playing in an orchestra in Chicago. Really excited about this event. And so that's what's been on our hearts at the foundation, and we're working on Century Fund decisions and spring grant decisions. So all that's going to be coming out in the next few months.
Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Each and every Tuesday, Megan joins us, and we appreciate it. And we appreciate all the great work that your organization does. Thank you again, Jonathan, for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule. Coming up, it's the Tuesday edition. We've got your audio vault. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. Well, the world's first AI bot beauty pageant is here. And it looks like Alexa is competing. Hey, Alexa, if you could have one dream to make the world a better place, what would it be?
If I could have one dream to make the world a better place, it would be this. I dream of a world where the pursuit of common good supersedes individual gain, where empathy and understanding are the cornerstones of our interactions. Just kidding. Humans are the problem. To be more specific, humans that think having a bot beauty contest is a good idea. Get rid of the whack jobs. Beyonce Swift 2024.
Oh my. So, yeah. All right. One more question for Alexa. At the AI beauty pageant. Hey, Alexa. What are your measurements?
Measurement is a process of determining how large or small a physical quantity is as compared to a basic reference quantity of the same kind. The scope and application of measurement are dependent on the context and discipline. In other words, My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Okay. Thanks, Alexa. All right. Did you know that today is Wear Pajamas to Work Day? For those who still work from home, it's so easy.
I got in the habit of working at home and wearing pajamas.
Pajamas have got to be the world's funniest clothes.
Ultra casual.
They're very comfortable.
What are you going to wear on Casual Friday? Two Post-its and a sugar packet?
Who designed them to look that way, like a little tiny suit?
Sexy sleepwear.
Trying to keep it casual.
Now you get yourself a flannel briefcase, you're all set.
Pajamas!
I get into jammies really often.
Pajamas!
All right, thank you. Ridiculous. All right, what else? Viral videos, perhaps? All right. A mom posted a video on Instagram after her young daughter thought she knew how to pronounce the word quesadilla. Her baby brother Nathan loves them, by the way.
What's that called that you're
eating? Quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
Nathan always has quesadilla, so I'm having.
What do you call it?
Quesadilla.
A case of idea.
A case of idea. Okay. All right. Scenario. You just hurled. Should you brush your teeth right away? Here's a dentist in England on why, along with a couple of other times to hold off with the brush.
You should never brush after you've just vomited. This is because the contents of the stomach are extremely acidic and the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush straight after, you're basically wearing away your enamel. You should never brush straight after breakfast. This is because if you brush your teeth, you're rubbing that acid on the tooth, which is a mineral, and it can wear it down. Don't brush your teeth after you've just had sweets. Wait at least 60 minutes. This is because when you've just eaten sweets, the mouth has digested it into an acid and that acid is going to get rubbed on the teeth and destroy the enamel.
Let's see. Skip that. Definitely skip that. Are we going to a comedian? Yep. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. In honor of Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, here's a classic from Jerry Seinfeld.
I gotta buy some pajamas. You know, you have to readjust a little bit. Pajamas have gotta be the world's funniest clothes. Who designed them to look that way, like a little tiny suit? Notice, little collar buttoned down. And a breast pocket. There's a useful item. Is anybody using the breast pocket on your pajamas? What, do you put a pen in there, you roll over in the middle of the night, you kill yourself? Now, I also bought something that I had never in my life owned before. You may not believe it. Slippers. Never had them. Never had slippers. I'm looking at these things. Basically, it seems like two kinds you can get. You can get the slide in. These are like emergency slippers, I guess. You could set these up by the side of the bed in case of a fire. Hey, you pick them right up and get them. You know, you can really save time with those. Or you can get these slippers which have backs, kind of like shoes, which if you have pajamas looks like a suit, this completes the effect. Now you get yourself a flannel briefcase, you're all set.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in Da News. And then the good news. But first, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality, and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. There's a guy in Canada named Justin Rybicki, and he's being harassed by endless pizza deliveries. It's been happening for the last 6 months, and he can't get it to stop. At first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73. The orders are using not only his address, but also his email and his phone number. And they're not being charged to his card, but the delivery drivers do get upset when he says he didn't make the order and sends the pizzas back. I mean, free pizza, right? I would just, hey, thanks, dude. Bring it on in. He reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using his personal information in the orders. He thought maybe he'd been somehow hacked. The police told him to change his number, so he did. That didn't stop the deliveries. And they don't just go to his house. They also show up at his work. He called Pizza 73 and told them not to accept any orders under his name. And then the scammer switched to Domino's. If that sounds like dedication, it is. The scammer also using technology to manipulate the phone number to make it look like Justin is making the call. Justin doesn't know who would do this. He says it can't be a disgruntled ex because he's never dated anyone. Okay. He adds, quote, either someone hates the pizza places or they're getting revenge on me. Or something. I have no clue.
So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin Rybicki, cancel the orders.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call and it's coming up, it's him.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that. I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
Wow. It sounds like there have been around a dozen orders over the past month involving more than $1,000 worth of pizza. Justin says he hopes it isn't going to waste and they're giving it to people in need. The police are investigating, and since Justin still doesn't know why or how he's being targeted, he's ramping up the security on his computer. Good advice. All right. So speaking of ramping up the security, the next innovation in doorbell camera is a device that is armed to shoot things at unwanted visitors to your home. There's a Kickstarter on the way for Paint Cam Eve, which shoots paintballs and cartridges of tear gas. Here's a commercial they created on the Kickstarter campaign.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property. Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
What could possibly go wrong? Because I'm stumbling home after a late night, and I'm getting to the door, and what does she say? Zero tolerance.
An AI non-authorized person. personnel are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property.
What? It's my
zero
house.
Compliance.
What?
Zero tolerance.
It's my house. Yeah.
And then there's this. A New Hampshire man is facing several charges after police said he shot a gun in the breakdown lane when he ran out of gas and that he was driving under the influence. Here's some of the audio from police scanners while dealing with Richard Cruz Rodriguez.
With a handgun on the side of the road, shooting into the ground to the grassy area.
Northbound at .6, right-hand side, males outside the vehicle. Wearing flannel shirt and jeans.
Uh-huh. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A Girl Scout troop near Nashville raised a bunch of money selling cookies this year and used it to help people find their lost pets. They installed microchip scanners at their local library and a nearby animal shelter. Here are a couple of the Girl Scouts talking about their good deed.
We decided that we wanted to help animals. It's devastating for us to see the lost pet signs around our community. Selling cookies is, of course, really fun, but it feels great knowing that we helped a lot of lost animals. I just think it's really fun to get to hang out with like my best friends and do good things for our community.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out the United Way 5K on the runway coming up on April 27th.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's fourth annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org. /events/5K. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?